Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
I'm Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues. You're listening to
Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Roberta's Radio is produced by Heritage Radio Network, a nonprofit, member-supported radio station devoted to all things food. Help keep HRN alive by becoming a member today. Go to heritageradionetwork.org and click on the beating heart to donate. Do it now! I'll love you forever. They're going to turn off the lights if you don't donate. Seriously, we need you.
Seriously,
we need
you. In today's stock market news, problem solving way down. Life hacks way up.
Way up. Efficiency.
Efficiency
about to be going really up.
Efficiency is down.
Efficiency trading at 1268. This is Roberta's Radio. This is Heritage Radio Network. Punk. This is your favorite radio show. This is our favorite, like the royal hour, like all of us. This is we favorite radio show.
All of us.
All of us.
All y'all.
Collectively and all y'all together.
And also all y'all. We're going to go ahead and do some introductions, and then we're going to jump into today's topic, which is something very prescient. I feel like we're really capturing the zeitgeist already. We have a perfect tie-in. But first, let us do our introductions. You know me. If you don't know me, you better ask somebody. My name is Chef Eric. Or you can call me Eric. That's fine. I'm not in my whites right now. I'm in my blacks. Sitting to my left, almost as always, usually most of the time joining us is Internet Savant, the tan man, Mr. Skin, Dr. Michael Zoman.
Got a healthy glow today.
I think he's been going to the beach a lot.
I'm coming at you hard today.
Yeah.
Are you coming at us tan?
No nonsense.
Sitting directly in front of me is our snake manager.
Hi.
Also one of our favorite co-hosts that we have on Roberta's Radio, hosted by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk, Brenjamin Harrison.
Hi, it's me, Brenjamin. Just happy to be here, everyone.
We have exactly two people in the live studio audience. If you're listening at home, then obviously you're hearing a bunch of dead people clap.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Sitting directly above me, literally, not figuratively, is our foreign exchange student who is writing an expose on Heritage Radio Network.
We're not paying him, but he's helping us out a lot.
Yes, he's gonna get credit for this.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it in France, but he's writing an expose for a French news rag, Monsieur Peugeot.
Oh, Peugeot. Je m'appelle Peugeot.
Yes.
There he is. That's him.
That's very nice. And there's a cat in the studio.
There's some pheasants.
Today.
Wait,
holy
that's a
cow.
That's a pheasant. Are you sure?
So let's go ahead and jump right in. And I just want to throw the topic out. I want to use bold letters.
Throw it out.
I want to hold on. Let me pick it up. It's heavy. It's a heavy topic. Let me throw it out there. Problem solving.
Life hacks.
Life hacking.
Hack your life to solve
so
the problems.
If you have issues with your life, if you are feeling tired, if you are feeling ill at ease, if you are unable to get over the proverbial hump in your life, this show is for you. So I do, and I will, command all of our listeners and viewers out there in TV and radio land to call in. And I say, challenge us. Challenge us with something that we need to solve. First thing we need to solve, and this pertains to us in the studio, Dr. Michael Zoman, your microphone is a little loose.
Squeaky.
And it's squeaky.
It's like a rusty screen door.
The AC is on, but it feels tepid.
It feels close. The atmosphere feels big. Very close.
Let's get JPJ, G. Paul Jr.
Can you replace this bad music with some kind of like MIDI jump? Van Halen's jump in a
MIDI jump.
MIDI jump. Yeah,
let me see what I can find.
I've actually got a life hack. I noticed
I love Robert Palmer though.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, this is.
I back that.
Is this some like early Robert Palmer?
She's so irresistible,
right? She's irresistible. She's so fine.
Simply irresistible.
There's no telling. There's no telling where the money went. You know,
that's a problem.
Everyone loves that one.
That's a problem that that Robert Palmer had. There was no telling where the money went.
Where did he live? Turks and Caicos,
Key Largo.
No, he was born in Granada or something.
Yeah,
very strange. But
here we go.
We're gonna jump right into today's show, baby.
We're gonna solve all your problems. We're actually gonna call G. Paul Jr., who is the son of G. Paul, who was the greatest producer that Heritage Radio Network ever had.
A number one.
Your father was a
gone
very
too soon.
Legacy.
R.I.P. G. Paul.
Rest in power. God bless.
A very powerful man. So powerful that he got his son a job here. And,
it's called nepotism.
That's
how the world works.
Life hack. Nepotism.
Yeah, that's how the world works.
That's the oldest life hack there is.
There you go.
Be born into the right family.
Go ahead and jump.
Sure. Also jump.
Jump right into this show. We're going to call JPJ. Can you call the handyman and get him down here with some 3M and a pair of pliers or
Let's talk about that AC too while we're at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got an HVAC guy. Let's get him on the horn.
It is pretty hot in here. In the meantime, life hack, if your AC doesn't work, pour water all over yourself and don't take your clothes off because they'll stay wet and they'll be on your body and they'll make you cooler.
Life hack.
It'll make you a lot cooler if you just pour water all over yourself.
Life hack, if it's hot out, sit on the toilet backwards. Take your shirt off and hug
AC
the tank.
AC Slater style?
Yeah, AC Slater style.
Yeah, hug the tank. That's very AC Slater style.
Did you just say AC Slater style?
I did.
That's fantastic. Monsieur Peugeot.
It's a great way to take a shit.
He's going places.
Even across the pond, in other worlds, other continents, they still have Saved by the Bell.
Well, Saved by the Bell is a pretty universal cultural heritage, tweet, you know what I mean?
This is a tweet that's over 2 years old.
It's getting hot out. Stay cool. Sit backwards on the toilet. Parentheses, AC Slater style. Pull up your shirt and hug the tank.
We're still capturing the zeitgeist.
Does it say something about your honking huge titties?
Rest your honking huge titties on the top of the tank.
Let's see AC Slater style.
That's called psychic unity. For those of you on the home front and the viewing mechanism, it's called psychic unity. It's why we're able to constantly come up with new topics in here because we're really like on the same page, doesn't quite cut
this,
it. We're on the same wavelength.
Benjamin, I hate to interrupt. This just in.
By all means, I anticipated it because we're psychically linked.
Right? This just in. We've captured the zeitgeist tonight.
It's true.
Like a shitty, weird Pokemon, we've captured it.
That's breaking news. Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk, has captured the zeitgeist, and it is not a pretty creature.
No, it's pretty oblong.
But it's pretty
Hopefully, if we level up the zeitgeist long enough, it'll turn into something wicked.
Cooler.
Yeah.
I want to jump in.
All those ones that are like a bug that doesn't do anything.
Right.
Yeah, you got to
be the most powerful.
You got to grind, because you got to grind them out. You got to really grind them out.
It's just a healthy animal that doesn't do shit. Just...
Well, maybe that's all it does.
Yeah.
It just stays
there. It eats and shits, and that's it.
And that's it.
Eats and sleeps, maybe. Yeah. Maybe it sleeps.
Might try to bone another one.
I know a couple of people like that.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. One thing I want to talk about is hacking your life.
Just kidding. This song. Keep going.
Hacking your life.
We're gonna kind of pull up the control board. We're gonna kind of pull the wires out on your life.
Casual show.
This is I actually dressed down today.
Yeah,
we're 10 minutes in here. Yeah. We barely said anything.
Well, we've had a lot of real barn burners in the last couple weeks.
But chill it out a little bit.
I didn't want to say this at the top of the show, but once we start swinging, it's gonna be heavy hitting.
We're gonna be hitting hard. Yeah,
and we're really gonna help you. And that I'm pointing my finger at you, the listener and the viewer, if you're watching on your viewing mechanism.
Can you pull it down, GPJ?
We're going to also talk about Dr. Zoman's speech today. We're going to figure that out.
Well, you know,
we're going to figure out.
We're going to figure his mic out. We're going to figure his speech out. We're going to figure a lot of stuff out.
I'm glad he came with all these problems today, because that's why we're here, to solve the problems.
Having a hard time not popping off right now.
I know. You have to solve the own problem of popping off. Take a deep breath. Count to 432. Start with one.
Don't forget the two.
Don't forget the two.
You know what? I got a life hack right here for you, Dr. Zoman. If you feel like you're about to pop off, I'm just go ahead and pop off time right there and pass that over. Right.
Pop off.
Yeah, so we can just kind of cool down a little
bit. This just in, breaking news.
It's midsummer. Guys got to stay cool.
This
you know?
Just in, breaking news. To Roberta's Radio, powered by HeritageRadioNetwork.punk. There are no longer tall Modellos for sale. We are doing Pacifico.
And it is nasty and tastes
welcome. Welcome. What?
I'm about to do a flavor check on this tall, very yellow Pacifico.
JPJ, I purposefully left you out of that email because I knew how you were going to feel.
And furious.
I can solve the problem, okay? First thing you want to do is go and get a Pacifico and open it. And then you want to take a sip. And then you want to watch and feel. You can see it with your own eyes and you can feel it with your own body senses. You can crack open the Pacifico and you can take a sip. You can hoist it to your lips and you can take a sip and you can feel and watch all of your problems melt away.
Feel it entering your body, mind, and soul.
It's as if you were a snail and you left a trail behind you.
Or a wet snake.
Or a wet snake with its excised skin. Whatever it might be. Whatever creature
A new scaly body.
Now how do you feel?
Mark the places where it passes through you. And look at the trail that you leave. Look at the slime trail that your long...
Go to your shame drawer.
Slender body leaves.
Go to your shame drawer tonight and push aside the post-coital hoagie and pull out your diary. And today's entry will start with any other day.
But it will start with...
Dear diary.
Dear God. Dear diary. Dear whoever diary. It is.
Sure.
I've done it again.
I've hacked my own life again.
It happened again today.
Problem again.
Are you ready for this? Life
y'all,
hack.
Y'all ready for
y'all
this?
Ready for
you
this?
Ready for this? I'm going to read you a life hack.
Yeah, let's go. We need
to put on Fantasia. Smoke a bong.
Oh, wow.
Listen to anything. It will sync up.
Heard that. Wait till the third lion's roar and then press play.
Sure, right?
Fantastic.
Here's a life hack.
Do you think the Fantasia soundtrack works with that?
Oh, Tchaikovsky? Sure. Come on, man.
Anything.
Come on, man.
Here's a life
311?
Hack. Instead of getting tattoos and doing drugs, put that money in the bank.
You've heard it here first.
And I always put mine in a couple hollowed-out snake skins.
You put it here last.
You want another one?
Yeah. The bank isn't...
One more. Hit him with one more.
Life hack. Threat.
One more.
The easiest thing to do is nothing. Just write it out. It will be hard.
That's actually a really good life hack.
I think one of... You know, I'd like to tell a story.
That might be my best one, actually.
Let's hear the story.
That's one that has the most truth.
Eric, let's hear the story.
I'd like to tell a story right now for all of the listeners and viewers, and especially for the children. There was a time when yours truly, Chef Eric or guy over there, tall guy, things weren't so easy for me. I'd wake up in the morning, and I'd take a shower, and I'd brush my teeth, and then I'd clothe myself, I'd clean my ears out, I'd apply deodorant, and I would go about my day.
Right.
And I didn't...
It was like life was in black and white.
It was.
Go on, does he?
Go on. I'm sorry, just give me a moment. I'm trying...
For those of you watching on the viewing mechanism, you might see some...
I'm deeply in a moment. Chefs don't cry.
I'm very intrigued.
We rub salt under our eyelids to absorb the moisture. I was unfulfilled in my life. I had a big gaping hole.
Everything right, was so
right
hard.
Here.
Everything
right
was
here.
So complicated and hard.
Right here. If you're watching at home on the viewing mechanism, it's right where my right knee is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was an old sports injury. But I had a gaping hole inside of myself. And so I went to the internet and I said, WebMD, how can I fix this gaping hole in my knee from my sports injury?
Lifehack, if you think there's something wrong with you, go to WebMD.
Couldn't agree more.
Diagnose yourself. Cut out the middleman.
You don't want a middleman in your
cut
life.
Cut out the middleman. Diagnose yourself.
I went to WebMD.
Have
life
the tools.
Lifehack, psychic surgery.
I went to WebMD and I said,
DIY.
How can I fix the gaping hole in my body, in my right knee, from an old sports injury so I can feel more whole. Fulfilled in my life and as a whole person?
More hold.
And WebMD said, make your bed in the morning.
Yeah, then you've done something at
right.
least.
You've
then
accomplished you've done something. One thing, and you know what? Through the power of accomplishment of one thing, you can do a second thing. And you can accomplish that. And you know what I
wash
did?
Wash yourself.
Yes. Right? And so now
same
everything
9 years.
Now everything falls into place. Put deodorant on and
clothe thyself.
Yourself. I can verify that like life hack because you know what I did today.
What'd you
and
do
how
today?
Great I woke up today and I got out of my bed and I made my bed and then I looked at my bank account and I thought that's not great. And then I put my computer away and I went up to my couch and then I was on my couch instead of my bed. I could see my couch because I live in like
a loft setup.
Yeah,
it's a treehouse.
So I can see my sleeping nook from where I'm on the couch. And I thought I looked down there and I said, "That looks nice. You got some good pillowcases and a really nice duvet on that." And I can see the whole thing
see,
right
and,
now.
And how did you feel after you felt
like I had
thought of that?
Like I had accomplished something.
Fantastic.
This it's like when you wake up and you floss yourself.
With dental floss.
With dental
floss. Yeah, when you floss your whole body.
I like to snort. I like to do a little thing where I put dental floss in my nose. And I.
Yeah.
And then you
through,
snort it
out
yeah.
of my mouth.
Through
and you
the
pull
eustachian
it out. And I call
yeah.
it flossing yeah. my brain.
Yeah.
Brain floss.
Mental floss.
Or when you condition floss. Your hair for the first time in 2 years.
I haven't used shampoo in my hair for probably 8 years now.
If you're listening at home,
I have the
it.
Same life hack. I have
it
the same bottle
dirty.
Of shampoo that I've had
dirty.
For 2 years now.
If you're,
your hair
if
will you're, take care of itself.
If you're listening at home or if you're watching at home, we're running this race called life, you know?
We're just trying to get through it. We're just trying to finish strong.
And what we're going to do is we're going to go to the finish line. It's the only reason we start the
pardon
it's
me.
Only reason we start the race. We start the race so we can go to the finish line. And that's a lot like life. And if you're listening or watching out there, and you got a problem that you think is too big to solve, we're here to tell you no.
Yeah, why don't
it's
you
not
why
too big
why
to
don't
solve.
You, why don't you call us up? Why don't you
I'm
hit us
read,
up on the viewing
You know what
app.
You've done? You've made a mountain out of a molehill.
I'm going to read a couple more of my own personal life hacks.
Let's go to the life hacks,
Dr. Zoman, we need your expertise. Let's
if
go.
If someone is yelling at you, just close your eyes and think about something else. Ignore them. Life hack.
Beautiful.
That's called the power of positive thinking.
It's beautiful.
If
we're coming. We're coming
sex,
around the bend. We're going into the third lap. Come on.
If you want to have sex, just masturbate. It will make the urge go away.
Yeah.
This is great. This is great.
Just right then and there.
Instead
we're coming
of sleeping,
around the turn.
Use that time to achieve your goals.
If you feel bad about yourself, just jerk off.
That, I mean,
here's a good one. If you're too drunk, just buy some cocaine.
This is the life hack problem solving episode of Roberta's Radio.
Punk.
Oh wow! I'm like actually reading a list of life hacks I've assembled over the last 2 years.
You can
my,
catch them.
My
can
tongue
catch
is like a few seconds behind my brain right now.
So
I apologize.
Life hack: speed up your tongue.
I know.
Life hack, rub cocaine all over your tongue.
I wish.
Speed it up.
Does anyone have any?
Life
I will
hack.
Rub it on my tongue.
Life
There's not
hack.
Even
okay,
any in here?
Let me read a really? Really good one, and then we'll go to break, okay? Build a wooden temple. Write your fears on the walls inside. Burn the temple.
That's actually
very
like one of the, that's one of the more practical life hacks that we've had so far.
And also...
right? For those of you that don't have the...
the translation mechanism on your viewing apparatus, he said, go forth and prosper. I'd like to take a moment to clear our minds so we can come back into the second half of the show ready to solve all of the problems.
All right.
Let's do this. Let's run this race, baby.
Yes!
We're going to get there.
Hello out there. It's Steve Jenkins. I'm with Fairway Markets. White Leghorn. Red Wattle. Bourbon Red. Navajo Churro. Well, these aren't names you're likely to hear at a Fairway butcher counter or any other counter today, but before the rise of factory farming, you would have. And at Heritage Foods USA, you still do. Heritage Foods USA exists to promote genetic diversity, small family farms, and a fully traceable food supply. You see, we believe the best way to help a family farmer is to buy from them. And Heritage Foods is honored to represent a network of family farmers and artisanal producers whose work presents an immeasurable gift to our food system and to biodiversity. The meat we celebrate, whether it's Heritage Turkey, Japanese steaks, Berkshire pork, or Navajo Churro lamb chops, is the righteous kind from healthy animals of sound genetics that have been treated humanely and allowed to pursue their natural instincts. It's a simple fact. Animals raised according to this philosophy taste better. And as we like to say, you have to eat them to save them. Visit us at heritagefoodsusa.com for more information.
It's fucked up.
I couldn't agree more with the wonderful announcement during commercial break.
What?
So you got to eat them to save them.
Yeah.
They were raised as nature intended. Now, a lot of people, now this is something, and I'm whenever I'm not at work.
I agree with Eric about this 100%.
If I'm not at work and if I'm not in the studio working on the show, if I'm not at Cipriani's on a Monday night having a pre-production meeting with JPJ.
That pre-pro meeting.
You know what I'm doing? I'm out on the street and I'm talking to people. You know, I'm
the everyman. You're canvassing.
Yeah, I like to think of myself as the salt of the earth.
You're taking the temperature of the crowd,
And I'm asking people like,
he's a young Turk. He's a salt in the swing.
Yeah, he's a young Turk, and he's putting his thermometer under the tongue of the everyman. He's putting it under there. He's getting it in where it's dark.
Raise a drink to the hardworking people.
Yeah,
you know,
let's do that.
That's right. Raise a drink to the lowly of birth.
Zdrovia.
I got a cool
Zdrovia, huh?
I got a cool life hack real quick. It's really hot. I know I said pour water all over yourself earlier. I know I'm already anticipating a lot of people
at
home.
Hey, wait. Let's say you don't have water. What can you do?
So I have a plan B. You just got to be
in a droughted area.
If you
Middle East.
There's a flow chart that branches off here. Solution number one, pour water all over yourself. Solution number two, don't do anything. Just keep sweating so much that you get wet anyway and you feel cooler. There's going to be problems with either of those. And the problem is, I don't want my clothes to be wet. Here's the solution.
What happens?
Wear bathing trunks. Wear trunks. Wear your trunks. Always. Always wear your trunks. If you have to go to a job interview, get some long trunks. They make those. You know they make those.
May I posit a question at the doorstep of Benjamin Harrison's
Snake
Man?
Sure. I'm ready to elaborate on this.
Let's say you don't have
water. I'm wearing
water.
Trunks right now. I've been testing this
one.
Let's
say you don't have water, okay? Right?
Sure.
Let's say you have a pair of trunks, but you don't have water.
Yep.
Okay? What if, now this is purely hypothetical, and please shoot me down if I am wrong.
I'm ready to.
What if you took those trunks and you put them in your freezer for about 25 minutes and then you put them on your body?
Yeah.
What would happen?
Sure. You would feel ultimate refreshment.
Would this solve the problem of
this
hot body?
This would solve the problem, but then there's a corollary because I've been, you know, in the lead up to this life hack show, I've been doing a lot of flow charting. I've been doing a lot of spreadsheets. I've been trying to like really kind of maximize.
You know, organize your thoughts.
Just the way that I think, the way that my mind works. Yeah, I've just been trying to make a lot of flow charts about how my mind works. So,
diagrams.
And the case that you proposed to me, I'm seeing some outcomes. The one problem there is that you're now in a position where you have no access to water, but you do have a working freezer.
Electricity is a funny thing.
Because then
she's a wily devil.
She may be the devil, electricity, but she has a lot.
Sometimes she guan come from the sky. Sometimes she guan come from the ground.
With little tin
electricity.
Man.
orchestral maneuvers in the dark sang about this wild lady.
All you baddie boys, hope you're listening tonight.
Yeah.
Stop doing the windy wind.
This reminds me of a life hack I published on July.
Dr. Michael Zoman life hack speculos.
July
speculos.
2nd, 2014. If it gets too hot, rub ice on your genitals. Men, penis. Women, vagina.
This is another. If you have access to a fridge and water, a freezer and water.
Yeah, and if you have a penis or a vagina, what about? Okay, so what?
Just
what
make
about,
sure you always wash your hands.
What about what? The so. That's a
nice
really
one, JPJ.
That's JPJ. Maybe this is why. This is actually why we brought you on the team. Yeah.
Well, we brought him on.
This is actually why we brought you on the team.
Yes. We brought him on the team, and this is full disclosure.
We had no choice.
Starring Demi Moore and Michael Douglas. Full disclosure, we had no choice. His old man greased our palms with a couple of $5 bills.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, G. Paul Sr. Yeah. Very nice man. Powerful man. Always looked good. And you know what? I could sense that
he was a hard man, though.
He
was hard.
Yeah, but he didn't really have the air of a man with problems. Maybe this is a separate episode, JPJ.
What was he, JPJ?
He was a hard man.
How hard was he?
Huh? He's a tough, honest, hard man.
Huh?
Hard man. Pojo asking the tough questions.
Asking the hard questions. Peugeot, Mansoor Peugeot.
Well, Mansoor Peugeot trying to blow the lid off this entire operation.
He is, he's an exchange student. He writes for a French news rag.
Investigative news rag.
He is doing an expose.
Je m'appelle Peugeot.
Sure.
You did say that.
Je t'aime.
You did say that.
Sacre bleu,
Jacques Mableau.
Right, yeah.
Orle beaucoup cher avec toi.
Avec toi.
C'est soi. Yeah. Right, so... we were talking about if you didn't have access to water. Let's say you didn't have access to food. What would you do to hack your life, to solve the problem of no food? What would you do?
I would lay docile.
Dr. Michael Zoman.
As much as possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
22 hours a day.
I would go dormant.
Docile.
Yes. I would go dormant style.
Expend the least amount of energy possible.
I would find a really dark place and a cool place.
Yes, cool, dark place.
But not too cool, because if it gets too cold, then you're going to start shivering.
You want to find a place that's 72 degrees, I guess. Maybe even a little warmer.
This sounds like in the snake pit. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Snake pit, actually.
Yeah, that's a good place.
So you're kind of blowing up my spot, because that really is
my plan.
Well,
stay on the shallow side, not the deep side of the snake pit.
No, the deep side gets really moist.
Very snaky.
And it's very snaky.
Very snaky.
I would sneak into a restaurant in Midtown and get some spare rib.
Oh, yeah. Applebee's?
Like an
Applebee's.
Extra rib?
Now, the problem
like
here is you're going to talk
Bubba
about...
Gump shrimp cum?
You're going to talk about energy expenditure and all that scavenging.
I heard Marilyn Manson had a couple spare ribs.
True.
You know what I would do?
That was the ultimate life hack, by the way.
Yeah,
take your ribs out so you can do mouth stuff to your own wiener, and you don't have to convince anyone else to do it.
So if I didn't have access to food,
thank you, Charlie.
If I didn't have access to food, what I would do is I'd get a 3D printer. And I'd plug it in.
Oh, man.
And then I'd print a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Print.
What do you mean?
Print dollar bills.
No, I just want
real
food.
Cheeseburger.
Well, you don't
you're
need
talking
a,
about
okay,
counter, you're talking about counterfeit
we
money
don't need,
now?
We don't need that. You, all you need is a 2D printer to print dollar bills, Dr. Zoman. I feel like I have to correct
2D.
You on that.
I just want
bills are 2D.
It's flat.
Yeah.
It's flat.
Yeah.
My 3D bills look sick. They're like an inch and a half thick.
Do they have
you
holograms?
Cut them with a knife. Have you ever tried to eat your 3D printed bills?
They taste like plastic.
You can probably get by,
but it's not that bad.
I think I'm going to agree with Ben on the 2D situation.
Hold on, I want to go to the recipe.
I steam them.
I think actually that we have.
I want to go to the recipe corner real quick. JPJ, can you just whisk us over to the recipe corner?
Okay, here's how you marinate a Mike Zorman 3D printed dollar bill.
Let's do it.
Two tablespoons soy sauce.
Ooh, tablespoon,
one tablespoon rice vinegar. One tablespoon honey.
Yes.
One teaspoon toasted sesame oil,
nice.
Half teaspoon chili flake.
Oh,
put the dollar bill in there. Let it sit 20-30 minutes in the fridge. Make sure to turn it over. You can put some holes in it with a fork if you want it to suck in more flavor.
Really get more flavor.
Then what I would do is bake it 20 minutes at 400 degrees, turn it 20 more minutes, finish it in the broiler.
No simple syrup?
That's
the
great.
Honey.
The honey, yeah.
The honey provides the sugar for
the honey provides. The honey provides.
I do have a follow-up question.
Yes.
So the recipe is there. The meal is presented.
Yes.
But my problem is I don't have any utensils. How would you mark the plate?
I would use a marker.
Like a indelible ink marker?
A Sharpie.
Sure. Industry standard.
I mean, I buy Sharpie A.
What about
the E and the I at the end are flopped over, sure, and you pay one quarter of the price?
What about a Stanyan? What about Hengbao Stanyan? Those are nice.
Those are nice.
I got a guy. We'll talk after the show. I got a Hengbao Stanyan. If you've never used one, you're gonna like the action on it is magical.
I would do.
So you'd use a marker to eat it.
Well, I thought you meant to mark it.
Oh, well,
I would use my hands to eat it, or my mouth.
I think what he's asking is what kind of would you draw a silhouette on the plate of a knife and a fork, or would you do like chopsticks and a spork?
No.
Or would you do
I would make an X or like a circle
to where, sure, to put the food.
Just to say
to put the food here.
JPJ, circle takes a square. All right.
Okay.
We're one step away from A1 square. Yeah.
Circle takes a square. B2 circle.
Right.
B3 circle.
Right. So we're almost at a Hollywood squares here with Shadow.
It's tic-tac-toe like chess.
We're still talking about a teriyaki dollar though, right? No?
Yes.
Okay.
Teriyaki dollar. Yum.
Okay.
Yum.
It is good.
I'm
starting to get really hungry. Life hack. Let's go to a life hack.
If you need to make wind chimes, save all the crab knuckles from the delicious crab that you eat in the summer, and you can string them up on some yarn and hang them in your window, and that's wind chimes right there.
Life hack junior.
Use the whole animal. Yeah.
Life hack junior, if you have old popcorn, get a sewing needle out and run some thread through it and save it till Christmas time when you could put it on your tree if you celebrate Christmas. Yep.
May I do a run?
Yeah.
Dr. Michael Zoman life hack run. If you're listening or watching at home, you need to get a pencil and paper and write this down.
Or just do a screen cap on the viewing mechanism.
Sure.
You can do that.
If your dreams aren't coming true, smoke a shitload of weed before bed. Then you won't have any dreams at all.
Nice.
For a no-carb snack, cut a hot dog open, shove a bunch of Vienna sausages inside, eat it without a bun. And here's a surefire cure for anxiety and depression. Alcohol. As much as you can drink.
You've heard it here first, and I really want to stress to all of our listeners and viewers out there, that's a high five.
That's a high five in the studio.
For those of you
that don't have the viewing mechanism, you can see actually like verified.
And for those of you who do have anxiety and depression,
yeah, alcohol,
put
as
them
much
up.
As you could drink.
Hold them up, everyone.
We're all up. Yeah, lots of
anxiety
claps going on in
just
here.
Generalized malaise. Right? Let's hear it for general
ennui.
Malaise.
Ennui, malaise, existential malaise, anomie, malaise.
Yeah, generalized anxiety.
All of it.
Boredom.
Oh, I have chronic pain syndrome.
If you're at home right now,
spontaneous rage disease.
Sometimes my dick kind of hurts. I don't know why.
Peugeot, you're a young man still. You got a long way to go.
I'm working on it. It'll fall off eventually,
and they'll never have to worry about it.
Is it topical pain? Or is it?
Oh, just aches because I get laid all the time. Yeah. What?
Nice. Sounds like a French problem.
Oh, no, I don't. But
life
what?
Hack.
That was a joke.
Nice.
What?
Life hack. If you're getting laid so much your dick hurts.
Monsieur Peugeot.
Hell yeah.
Hey, if life hack. Nice.
If you're listening or watching at home and you have the blinds drawn and you are laying
which
in
you should because it's getting
bed,
a little blue.
And you haven't showered yet today. You should probably turn off your listening device or viewing mechanism and figure your life out.
Whoa, that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, that's pretty intense.
I don't bathe every day.
But you look good.
Well, yeah, but
you
that's
look goddamn good,
that's
dude.
That's irregardless.
I know, that's a God-given natural.
That's a new haircut, huh?
Looks I have good. An opposite yeah. life hack. I bathe every day because it makes me feel like I've done something, and then I could just not
do
anything
that's
else.
That's what we're talking about.
It's like
about
paying
today.
About
we're
your electrical about. Bill, you know, efficiency.
Life hack, if you don't want to pay your electrical bill, make your bed instead.
All right, it's time for the game.
The game
it's
is
a very
beginning.
Brief game. But it's more an it's an informal survey.
This is a surprise to me. We didn't talk about this at
JPJ.
JPJ.
JPJ. Whisk us over to the arena of game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm prepared for this.
We must go.
No whammies. Big money.
Big money, no puzzles.
JPJ, you're involved in this game as well. It will go, I will ask the question, it will go Eric.
We are in the arena game.
Eric, Pojo, JPJ, okay?
Okay, great.
This is a one-round game.
One-round game, I love it.
Now, I have recently accepted a role in a feature-length film playing a, quote, normal person.
Ooh,
so
tough.
This is research. It's an informal survey. How many times a month do you change your underwear? 10? 4? Or less than 3?
More than 10.
More than 10.
I go every day.
Not
maybe.
One of the options, but I'll accept
I have actually no, I actually have like
Eric, 10,
17 pairs
4,
of underwear.
4 or less than 3?
Less than 3.
Okay.
I'm going to say probably like 8.
That's not
so,
an option.
So 10.
10, yeah, right. 10.
That's 10, close 10 is every 3 days.
Probably
four
every 3 days.
4 is once a
maybe
week.
Maybe a little more. Maybe right. like, right. yeah, maybe a little
JPJ,
more than that.
JPJ, 10, 4, or less than 3?
I'm going to have to say 10.
10 every 3 days. All right.
I actually have, so what
good
I do
game,
is
guys.
My birthday present to myself every year is
I clean my butt very well, so.
Well,
you
I'm
don't need
really,
to change your underwear as much.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to leave it to chance. What I do for myself,
ooh,
my birthday every year, September 14th, for anyone that has their viewing mechanism, they can mark
still
it on the
a Virgo,
calendar.
Right?
Cool
still
tool.
Still a Virgo. Cool tool.
914.
914. Cool tool, my birthday. My birthday present to myself is 365 pairs of brand new underwear.
Oh,
nice. I love
it. Door.
I love
so every day.
Oh, my wife.
Yeah. My wife, clean.
You heard
I'm a clean boy.
You heard it here first. This is
the freshest.
Majorist.
I got
the
freshest majorist. Crevice okay. this side of the Mason Dixon is what you
let
heard.
Let me posit this. If you came home one day from work.
It happens.
And your oven is on preheating for you to cook your favorite meal.
DiGiorno.
And you find a feces between the oven and the wall.
Just one piece?
That small crack.
Is that a single
piece?
A single piece.
Just one
would
tear.
You, A, take a dry paper towel and with one motion wipe it out? And then go about your day.
Yeah.
Or would you get a cleaning chemical and clean and scrub the crevice?
Oh, I would scrub the crevice, yeah.
I would scrub the crevice.
Why treat your anus and butt crack any other way?
Because I don't know whose feast that
may
is.
I?
Mr.
May
Zoman.
I?
Yes, you may.
Dr. Zoman, I don't know who that belongs to.
Eric, Chef Eric.
I would simply get a new apartment.
That's actually
it's
the correct
the
answer.
It's not the apartment.
No.
It's supposed to be a metaphor.
Oh, shit.
See, your
oh,
butt crack
literally
is, your
shit.
Butt crack
or
is
metaphor
like
shit.
The space between your oven and the wall.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but
and
no,
your
but,
butt crack is warm. Gee,
like, no, but here's the thing. Chef Eric dude. Is correct. I would get a new apartment because the 365 pairs of underwear I have are
but,
represent a new
hold
apartment
on, hold
for
on,
my
hold on
crack
a second.
Every
hold
day.
On, hold on just a second. I think what Dr. Michael Zoman presupposes is that you can only have one apartment.
Yeah.
And
you
really
have 365.
And really what he's getting at is the link of the metaphor to the actual living of one's life.
Multiple apartments
this,
are an option.
And
Jesus
option
no.
two,
Christ.
Option two.
No, truly.
Wipe your
that's the mayor. That really is the
with
marrow.
With a green
of
scrubby
the-
and liquid detergent.
I don't know if that would cut it.
I
bud.
Know about that.
Oh, it'll cut it. It'll cut it up.
It'll cut it
it'll
up.
It'll shred it up.
Yeah, shred it up.
It'll gnarl it up.
It's all spaghetti.
Hemorrhoid
what
city.
What about the tide? Will that do it?
Ooh, tide, yeah.
Tide,
let the tide
sure.
roll in and wash it away. You know
let it roll in, okay.
Let that tide roll in.
That's good.
Speaking of which, if you're out at the beach right now listening to us on your boom blaster, it's low tide. Great.
Low tide's at 3.
Let's have a drink. Low tide.
There's a couple low tides. Let's drink to low tide, everyone.
Let's drink to low tide.
Let's drink.
Low tide!
Hoist them up high, low tide.
Some
and that has been another
some
low tide
song.
Moment brought to you by
you.
Roberta's Radio.
All right.
Top punk.
Quit screwing around. It's time for movie pick of the week.
All right. Brass tacks. Brass tacks.
Whip it out.
I want to talk about a movie that is very near and dear to my heart. A movie that I've seen many times on VHS or on DVD or even on pay cable. A movie about problem solving. It's called The Color of Money.
Oh, great movie.
And it stars a very young, handsome Tom Cruise.
Little Tom Cruise.
And it stars a very old, handsome Paul Newman. And it stars some lady and a bunch of other people and stuff.
Is Whoopi in that one? Oh, I'm thinking
no,
The Color
thinking,
Purple.
That's
thinking,
Color Purple.
Yeah. I'm thinking The Color of Money.
That's way more racist.
I'm thinking Sister Act 2.
Yeah. That's
back
what
in,
I was
back
thinking
in
about.
The Habit?
Yeah.
What I want to talk about is the habit of being a young man with a lot of natural gifts. One day you realize that those gifts won't take you anywhere except to the bottom.
Rock bottom.
Bottom. And that's when a mentor comes along and...
Once in a lifetime.
Once in a lifetime. Once like a like an angel.
Angel.
Like an angel.
Send me an angel.
Send me an angel.
Angel.
And a mentor angel. Comes to you and says, young man, you must change your ways.
Young.
Otherwise, you must certainly face something that's not good.
Not good. Not good at all. Young man.
And sometimes as the young man, you want to say, hey, listen up, old timer. I ain't listening to none of your games and your BS right now. I know what I'm doing. I'm full of piss and vinegar. Don't mess with me.
Young, dumb, and full of cum.
And that's when the old timer says, all right, I ain't got time.
All right.
I don't need to mess with this. So the old timer steps away. And now, and the lady, whoever, I can't remember her name. Who was the lady in the movie? I can't.
Janice.
Valeria Galino?
Valeria Galino.
No, that's not right either.
Chantre Dosa.
If you're listening at home or watching at home, please check out Wikipedia and send me the name.
I heard she was a bitch.
So, maybe you learn a valuable lesson when you're alone in some shady motel room halfway across the country trying to shark some guys in a game of pool.
Game of pool.
Shark. Game name of pool.
Pool.
Then what you eventually realize, you wake up one day and you make your bed and you lie in it and then you go down to the pool hall and you kick some serious ass. And you know, who's soundtracking the whole damn thing? None other than God himself, Eric Clapton. That's what I'm talking about. If you don't have the Color Money soundtrack, it features a lot of wonderful artists, and I suggest that you go watch it.
Tears in heaven.
This week's movie pick of the week has been brought to you by Roberta's Radio at heritageradionetwork.punk.
Oh.
Trying to solve your damn problems.
Goddamn problems.
Because I'm out of problems to solve, and I need more problems to solve.
Why don't you give
us
more?
You know what? Here is the ultimate. It's God himself.
Rest in peace. Well, he's still alive. He's still rest alive. In peace when he does eventually die. Hopefully never.
Maybe there'll be a couple of tears in heaven, you know.
He'll probably live forever, ultimately.
Right? Now, you know, the good part about Layla is that Dwayne Allman plays slide guitar on the album. And the rest of the Dominoes are, like, really good, like, session guys, you know. So what Clapton was doing, basically, for, like, the last 40 years is just surrounding himself with decent players to make himself look better. You know what he was doing? He wasn't solving any of his own problems.
Is it? Here's a problem. Is there a copyright thing that happens when we play like half this song?
Look,
no, there isn't. Awesome.
At this point,
problem solved. Life hack: play Eric Clapton on your phone. Cool.
Play it on your phone. You can listen to him on Spotify. You could probably listen to him on Tidal.
You can listen to him on here right now because we're playing the fucking jams.
You can. What we're doing is like the MC5 always wanted to do, and that's we're kicking out the jams.
We're kicking them out.
We're also going to kick ourselves out of the studio in just a moment. But one thing I want to leave you guys with: it gets better.
Can only get better before it gets worse.
I mean, if it gets worse, like that's your own fault.
Yeah, you
that's
did.
Not
you,
like
you,
my,
you
that's
goofed,
not me.
You goofed up.
Yeah, that's not me. So when you wake up tomorrow, or later tonight, or
whenever,
yesterday,
yeah,
whenever it is that you're waking up, I want you to wake up, I want you to bathe yourself.
Make your bed.
I want you to wipe your ears out with a swab. I want you to comb your hair and brush your teeth. I want you to make your bed. I want you to do 20 push-ups and 35 sit-ups every morning. And I want you to go out there and I want you to seize the day. My old friends, the Latins, they had a language called Latin, and they had a phrase for that. It was carpe diem.
I thought it was seize the day. I thought it was cocaine.
The psycho clock on the wall is going to give us 10 more seconds.
Cocaine.
If you are the master of your domain, you will seize the day.
You are. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much. And next time when we meet, we won't have to talk about our problems.
Because we won't have any.
We're going to talk about all the major things we're doing with our lives. And we're going to get out of the studio right now and go do some major things with our lives. So let's go. JPJ, shut it down. We're going to go hack the shit out of our own lives.
Let's get it.